This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Caster. North Korea test-fired two short-range ballistic missiles Wednesday, its second launch in less than a week. South Korea's military, which monitors such launches, says the North Korean missiles traveled a distance of about 800 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 60 kilometers, before splashing into the sea off North Korea's east coast. Japan's defense ministry said the projectiles did not enter Japanese territory and fell outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga called it the launches outrageous, saying they threaten the peace and security of the region. In a statement, the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command said the launch highlights the destabilizing impact of North Korea's illicit weapons program. It's not immediately clear what type of missiles were launched. North Korea has tested several types of new short-range ballistic missiles since 2019. This launch comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have test-fired a new long-range cruise missile. That was Pyongyang's first known missile test in about 6 months. Meanwhile, the South Korean presidential office announced that nation conducted tests of its own on Wednesday, firing its first submarine-launched ballistic missile. It said a domestically built missile fired from a 3,000-ton class submarine struck a designated target. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the launch, saying he believed the missile could be an effective deterrent to cope with what he called North Korea's asymmetric force, referring to the North's apparent nuclear capabilities. While Moon called North Korea's actions provocative, he said that the submarine missile test had been planned and was not done in response to the North's launches. You can find more on this story and more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's chief executive called on member nations to develop their own defense capabilities without U.S. support. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's remarks came during her annual State of the Union speech before the European Parliament in Strasbourg and a month after the Taliban's recent seizure of Afghanistan and the messy evacuation of thousands fleeing the country's capital, Kabul, after the Taliban's seizure. Von der Leyen, a former German defense minister, said Europe can and clearly should be able and willing to do more on its own. She said it has not been shortfalls of capacity that has held the EU back, but a lack of political will. She called on the EU to create a defense union, a development that would complement the bloc's traditional soft power approach. The EU president proposed tax incentives to encourage the development and sale of weapons within the EU, improving intelligence sharing programs, and bolstering defenses against cyber attacks. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Wednesday with corporate executives to discuss COVID-19 vaccinations for workers as infections in the U.S. surge among the unvaccinated. Biden announced last week the Labor Department was planning to impose a vaccine requirement on companies that employ at least 100 people. He said the companies must require workers to be fully vaccinated or provide a negative test at least once a week. About 100 million employees would be subject to the requirements. The new vaccination and testing requirements are part of a broader push by the Biden administration to contain the spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant of the coronavirus. The variant is the cause of a spike in infections and hospitalizations and deaths in the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report as of Tuesday, 74% of the U.S. population 12 years and older have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccination, while 63.2% are fully vaccinated. White House COVID-19 Data Director Cyrus Shapar reports the U.S. administered more than 2 million doses of vaccine between Sunday and Tuesday of this week. Voters in the western U.S. state of California overwhelmingly rejected an effort to remove Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. With about two-thirds of the expected vote counted to Newsom by early Wednesday was defeating the Republican-led recall effort 64-36%. He can now serve out the remainder of his four-year term, ending in 2023, although he's planning to run for re-election next year. In Tuesday's election, the majority of voters cast a no vote, saying Newsom should not be recalled. Had Newsom lost the recall in the heavily Democratic state, Larry Elder, a conservative radio talk show host and supporter of former Republican President Donald Trump, would have become governor, since by law, the 53-year-old Newsom could not be among the list of possible candidates to replace himself. Via remote, I'm